بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
Verse number 21. Just as I did those wondrous acts of putting them to sleep and awakening them after many years, indicating my power, I caused them to be discovered by the people of their city, so that those people would know that the promise of Allah to help the believers and of resurrection is true, and that the rising is coming without doubt. After the matter of the people of the cave was exposed, and they had passed away, those who discovered them differed. What should they do with regard to them? One group said, "Build over the entrance of the cave a building that will serve as a barrier and will preserve them. Their Lord knows best about their condition, and their condition requires that they have some special status in His sight." The influential people, who did not have knowledge or a proper call, said, "I will set up over them a place of worship in their honor and as a memoir of their location."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Verse number 22. Some of those who delve into their incident will say about their number, "They were three and their dog was the fourth amongst them." Others will say, "They were five and their dog was the sixth amongst them." Both groups only said this is a guess without any proof. Some of them will say, "They were seven, and their dog was the eighth amongst them." Say, O Messenger, your Lord knows best about their number. No one knows their number except for a few people, whom Allah has informed about their number. So do not dispute with regard to their number, or any other matter of theirs with the people of the Scripture, or with others except with an obvious argument, and without delving into the matter, limiting it to the revelation that has come down to you with respect to them. Do not ask any of them about the details of their matter, because they do not know about it.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا.
Verse number 23. Do not say, O Prophet, about anything that you want to do tomorrow, "I'm going to do this tomorrow," because you do not know whether you will do it or you will be prevented from doing so. This is a directive for every Muslim.
إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
Verse number 24. Unless you suspend doing on Allah's will by saying, "I will do it if Allah wills tomorrow," remember your Lord by saying, "If Allah wills." If you forget to say it and say, "I have hope that my Lord will guide me to something closer than this in guidance and success."
وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا.
Verse number 25. The people of the cave remained in their cave for 309 years.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Verse number 26. Say, O Messenger, Allah knows best about how long they remained in the cave, and He has told us about the period they remained there. No statement can be considered after Allah's, may He be glorified. To Him alone, may He be glorified, belongs everything hidden in the heavens and on earth. He created and knows all of it. How well He sees, may He be glorified. He sees everything. How well he hears everything. They have no one to take charge of their matter besides him. He does not share his rule with anyone. He alone passes judgment. After Allah, may he be glorified, explained that the rule is his alone, he instructed his messenger to recite and follow the rule of his Lord by saying,
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
Verse number 27. Read, O Messenger, and practice the Qur'an that Allah has revealed to you. Nothing can change His words, because they are completely true and just. You will not find any refuge to resort to, or place of protection to take cover in besides Him. Beneficial points. 1. Setting up places of worship over graves, praying in them, and building on them is not permissible in our sacred law. 2. In the story there is evidence of Allah's power to gather and resurrect bodies from their graves and take them to account. 3. The verses indicate that a commendable dispute and debate has the attribute of being in a manner that is best. 4. The practice and etiquette in the sacred law is to suspend future matters on Allah's will.
وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Verse number 28. Remain and be close with your poor companions, who sincerely call on their Lord in worship and supplication, at the beginning and at the end of the day. Do not let your eyes overlook them, intending to sit with people of affluence and prestige. Do not follow the one whose heart I have made neglectful of our remembrance, by sealing it and who instructed you to remove the poor from your gathering, giving preference to following his desire over following his Lord. His actions and deeds are thus foolish, excessive, and in vain.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Verse number 29. Say, O Messenger, to those who neglect Allah's remembrance, due to the heedlessness of their hearts, what I have brought to you is the truth. It is from Allah and not from me. I cannot accede to your request to chase away the believers. Whoever amongst you wishes to have faith in this truth, then let him do so, for he will be pleased by the reward. Whoever amongst you wants to reject it, let him do so, for he will be grieved by the punishment that awaits him. I have prepared for those who wrong themselves, by choosing disbelief, a huge fire whose walls will surround them, and as a result they will not be able to escape from it. If they had to seek relief of water on account of the severe thirst they experience, they will be given water like murky oil that will be extremely hot and will scald their faces due to its heat. What a terrible drink is this drink that will be provided for their relief. It will not quench their thirst, but will make it worse, and it will not put out the flames burning their faces. What a miserable destination and place of residence in the fire. After Allah mentioned the punishment that He prepared for the wrongdoers, He mentioned the generous rewards that He had prepared for the believers by saying,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Verse number 30. Those who have faith in Allah and do righteous actions have done well, and they will receive a huge reward. I do not let the reward of those who do well go to waste. Instead, I give them their reward in full without any reduction.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس واستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
Verse number 31. Those who are described as having faith and doing righteous actions will receive gardens to reside in, with the sweet rivers of paradise flowing beneath their homes. They will be adorned with bracelets of gold, and they will wear green garments of fine and thick silk. They will recline on couches decorated with beautiful coverings. Theirs will be an excellent reward, and paradise will be an excellent home and place for them to reside in. After Allah, may He be glorified, mentioned the recompense of both the wrongdoers and the believers, He gives an example of both by saying,
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Verse number 32. Strike, O Messenger, an example of two men, a disbeliever and a believer. I gave the disbeliever two gardens, which I surrounded with date palms, and in the vacant land I grew crops.
كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Verse number 33. Each garden produced its fruits of dates, grapes, and crops, and did not fall short thereof in anything, but bore in it full. I caused a river to flow between the two gardens, so that they could be irrigated easily.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
Verse number 34. The owner of the two gardens had other wealth and fruit, and he said to his friend, as he spoke to him in conceit to make an impact on him, I have more wealth than you, more support, and a stronger family. Beneficial points. 1. The virtue of keeping company with good people and applying self-restraint to be in their company and mixing with them, even if they are poor, for being in their company carries innumerable benefits. 2. Islam is a religion of equality. There is no difference in the law between a person of high standing and one of low standing, rich and poor, and a leader and his subordinates. 3. Two principles for reward on the basis of salvation, faith and righteous action, because Allah based the reward in the world and the afterlife on these two things.